listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Lawyers for a Perth man accused of killing a Good Samaritan in the state's Midwest have requested he undergo a mental health assessment to determine if he is fit to stand trial. The 20-year-old allegedly killed a 38-year-old man who tried to assist him following a car crash on the Indian Ocean Drive in October last year. The older man's body was found in a burnt-out vehicle. The accused was later found on an unmoored boat off Cervantes. He is due to face court again in July. Mullewa's Youth Centre isn't going anywhere. The state government increasing its financial support for the facility for another 12 months. The City of Greater Geraldton's Jen Critch says it'll allow it to stay afloat until at least June 2025.
Can maintain and stay open. We would never let it close because it is a really important part of our community, but we would have to find other funding somewhere else. And then it might have meant reduced days or reduced times, but with that funding, it means that we can maintain 3 days a week.
Fresh warnings for farmers on the importance of data security. The National Farmers Federation encouraging farmers to take advantage of the Farm Data Code to help best protect themselves from breaches. The Federation's Gabby Seregra says it's important to stay protected as the industry continues to shift online.
The more we digitise farming and have our data out there, the more risk there can be exposure to vulnerabilities and misuse of data for farmers. And so we really want farmers to start thinking about how can we protect that.
In sport, the Fremantle Dockers have made the trip up to the Midwest this week. It's AFLW players and staff making trips to schools and local clubs today, dropping in at Chapman Valley's training session. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.